Dress it up and make it real for me.
Oh my goodness. Mo. What up though?
What up,
kinfolk? It's another week of them country cousins, and by popular demand, we have brought in some special guests to give a very unique perspective. We have two ladies in the house. Go and introduce yourself, ladies.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mo. Been knowing Derek and Alex for a little while.
Oh, wow.
I can't say
y'all names. Oh, man. We can keep going, though.
Goodness. She knows my government. It's cool. That's cool.
Hey, I'm Mimi. What's up? I don't know country cousins for real. I'm just here for the party.
Bullshit and party. Man, things got awkward real fast. Real names, everything. You want to tell them where we at right now?
Oh, yeah. I'm still filming.
But this your boy Dub.
And this your boy Pretty Flocko.
Follow him at
PrettyFlocko732 on IG.
Follow us at Country Cousins Pod on the IG. Leave comments. Give all that good stuff. Y'all want to give out y'all Twitters?
You know. Follow me on IG. Mimi's mom _27.
That shit too damn long.
I know. It's so long. But you would love Mimi, though. She all that.
Follow Mo at BootyMeDownMo.
Booty
website on y'all.
Throw that ass in a circle, Mo.
That was my name for Mo for a long time. You remember that now, don't you?
When did you tell me that?
We was at happy hour with that work happy hour too, of all places.
Lord,
telling me that.
Oh, well, you was booting me now for a while. Mm-hmm. But you know, we've been asked, you know, why y'all always just talking all that shit? Y'all never let the females represent and get a perspective on such issues as sister wives.
Shout out to all the sister wives out there. I love you guys.
All the fellatio talk that we preach, that, you know, no head, no game.
Hey. If you don't give head and got a bad attitude, you might as well become a dyke.
You know what, Pre-Block? I don't have time for your bullshit today. And today is my first day joining the cast, but I'd be damned if I put up with it, okay? I'm letting y'all know that right now.
So wait, you trying to say you fall in one of those categories?
I'm going to fall down with Pretty Flock of that, though.
That's what, hey, whatever get them views up.
So my question is, do you give head on the first day, or when is it appropriate to start giving head?
So we going right in.
Yeah, let's get in it.
Oh, shit, it's all fair game. We grown, goddamn. Fair game.
For me, it is when I am in a committed relationship.
Oh, shit, I'm a hoe then.
Shout out to the hoes.
Shout out to all the hoes in the building.
Good drink to that.
Good drink.
Who sucked in for a good time. Looking ass.
Your Twitter's about to be blown.
My only good time is when I'm in a committed relationship.
That's how I want to be married, a.k.a. In other words.
And that's why she is single right now, fellas.
Oh,
that's
why she's single. How you know that?
Don't do my friend now.
Really? Really? Flacco?
I'm just saying, like,
that's how you feel?
It's not.
But wait. Can we get confirmation?
Oh.
The viewers might want to know.
Okay. So that's not what was said. What was said was, I don't feel like I should have to do that unless the person has earned it in some kind of way. So for me to take on that extra piece to just fucking, I'm going to need something extra.
So my question is head to you extra? Is that earning because they gave you head and you just giving it back in return, or earning with me?
You ain't even got to do that. You ain't even got to do it if you don't want to. Oh. I'm cool.
Wait. The want to has always got to be there. Like, if you don't want to do it, it's going to be whack.
It's no good. Okay. Right.
I'm a Donkey Kong punch you on the top of your head.
Right.
But back to Mimi's point.
Mm-hmm.
Say you meet the guy, you know, y'all text, y'all snapping, whatever, and then y'all finally go on a date, like an official date.
Mm-hmm.
At what point is it, one, are you game for first night sex? Or are you on that Steve Harvey 5-date rule bullshit?
3 months.
I don't necessarily count, but I'm not down for a first night. No.
Why is that? Just out of curiosity.
Just comfort
because level. I don't know anything about you. I don't know anything about what do I know about you after the first
date? What do you know about a motherfucker you've been dating for 5 years?
Oh
shit. Oh. I'm just reasoning why
I mean, I'm just saying I'm gonna know a little bit more about your personality and your stability at some point.
I mean, like, sounds like somebody been through some things over here.
Well,
I mean, but hey, nowadays, if he buys drinks, he has some type of income.
That's a lie.
He had 2 free drink glasses.
Hello, get them together,
Hey, I know the game.
Get them together, Doug.
I'm the Groupon King.
The Groupon King.
If I don't like you, I'm gonna take you on the cheapest day possible.
Yeah, and you know what?
Aww,
from a woman's perspective,
that is so fucked up.
I feel sorry for my friend that had these expectations, but from a woman's perspective, I agree with a first date being a 2 for $20 at Applebee's. I'm not spending a whole bunch of money on a bitch that I may not like your ugly ass after today.
God damn. And you know what's crazy? We might not even make it to the 2 for $20 part. The drink
what
might come.
Wait a minute, now you
right. Now you doing too much.
Nah,
you
want to
take on a 2 for $20?
No, I'm saying we might be there, but you know if the conversation steering that way, it's like I'm just gonna order this drink. You can get something to eat if you want, but I'm already checked out.
I think he has a valid point because I don't think it takes you that long to know if you like a motherfucker. Now, I have been on some dates that I'm ready to go.
If you take a chick out and all she doing is this, and you're trying to talk,
it's a
wrap.
Right.
Or
I'm gonna start texting the next one.
If the bitch has no conversation and you find out she's illiterate, you can't get going.
She don't know there, or there.
Right. That will piss me off.
She don't know N-O-W now from no. K-N-O-W. That would piss me off.
She takes you no N-O?
Yeah. I don't N-O.
I don't know.
Bitch, you don't know.
You definitely don't.
I don't know. Throw the whole bitch away.
But that's what I'm with you. Like, so contrast this guy right here. Go and give me your theory. How you was rolling before I kind of tried to counsel you.
Okay, so
you a counselor now, Doug? You a counselor now?
Listen, to this theory.
All that 2 for $20 shit. I would take a bitch where I want though. So therefore, it'd be Ruth Chris. where else I used to go? Mike Shanahan's when they was here. Whatever. Just because I want to eat that, not because of who I'm with.
And what I would say is,
well, where we going on my first date? It's always home.
I was saying you're giving a false representation of what you really want to do. Because the theory was he would say, he spend money, I spend time. Like, I take you on that 3-date thing, like, we go to the park, we go walk, we go do something fun, we go eat, and then
you
we have
you do free shit, Doug. I like you.
He got light skin.
But it's activity. You know, I'm going to have it where you can't be on your phone. If you're on your phone when we doing stuff like that, then I know you're not feeling me. You're here for the food. She took a picture of the food, not me, so I'm just saying.
She's
say that.
No, but what he's saying is the attention span, and I mean that's a valid point. And I have to catch myself sometimes, even with family eating dinner, whatever. Everybody on their phone. What we here for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to check ourselves on that phone shit, Facebook and all that. You need to get your life back.
Yes, ma'am.
For real.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I want my life back.
All right, so back to Morgan. Mo not sleeping with people on the first date. What is you say you don't count, but what, I mean, we ain't really trying to put all your business out there like that. But what?
No, I should just put it out.
But what gets you to the point where you feel like you're actually comfortable with somebody? Like,
they have to show some type of consistency.
But that could be just part of the game.
Well, that's true. Don't give a fuck about this shit. Like, I need consistency.
As long as you feel like it's good.
As soon as your ass starts switching up on me, right, exactly. After so long, I mean, time
went by. Let me ask you this. Is it because you just don't like giving head that you would have to? I'm seriously. I need to motherfucking know. Is it because you don't like it? Is why you put all this thought into it? Because I can't think about that shit when I'm about to fuck. I can't. I mean, I'm in the mood. The music is right. We feeling each other. I like your ass. You like me. Who has time to think about if you're herbs or not?
Exactly.
Don't say it.
Mo probably type of smell of dick before she.
Yeah. Mo got to sniff you out, feel it. Let me see it with the light on.
She got her light on.
Looking at.
You think she taking the video like, oh, she a freak. Is she just examining your shit?
She's a petty one.
So, wait, since I went there. So, after you're comfortable, do you do videos with your guy?
Me, personally? Oh, no, I don't.
I'm against it 100%.
She's really wholesome.
She is. She's all.
She's an all American girl.
That should make a doll.
So if you guys are looking for a wife, get her, you know.
At least a long term.
You looking for a wife? Definitely. She got her shit in order now. That's what.
Long term girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah, so you asked me a good question. You said, how do you know when you're in a relationship nowadays? Like, I know. Ain't nobody out here that don't got nobody. Like,
met nobody with nobody. Agreed.
Even if you ugly, stink, whatever, there's somebody for everybody. And yeah. And if you're a female that's a 6 to 8.5, you juggling 3-4 dudes. And you entertaining, maybe I should say, couple dudes.
That might not be the case.
Well, I can't say that because right. I know I'm high up on the scale now. I know I'm between that. I know I'm between that they're 9, 6.5, and that motherfucker 6.5, 7. And I ain't got three. I don't have 3 niggas I can call tonight and say, baby, what's up? I can't. Even if I want to call and get laid, I don't even have that call.
Is that because you haven't? You know, really been out here lately to up your roster?
Like, well, I'm gonna be honest, I just don't ever really know when guys are really trying to get at me now. Like, if I'm out with my girlfriends, I'm out having a good time, I'm not even really paying attention. And my cousin has told me that in the past, like, girl, he keep looking at you at the bar. I'm not really paying attention. I don't feel like the approach is always there, you know?
That's because y'all got that lead blocker bitch that's hating.
And I definitely have that.
There's always the lead blocker bitch.
I definitely have that. I'm the lead blocker bitch. I'm the big bitch with the whole group.
No, I ain't saying
the big.
What he's saying.
No disrespect for no girl that's big girl BBW nothing. Because
I have a big mama.
I'm gonna lift that fupa up.
But what I'm saying, yeah, but I'm saying I'm 6 foot. You know what I'm saying? I got a linebacker back. I'm cute as a motherfucker.
We're not saying that. You we're saying
the size.
We saying the chick that if the dude try to come to the crew,
the friend,
they like girl, yeah. Not him. Mm-mm.
The block.
I kind of thought she was saying more like.
Nah, I sure was gonna be like, who be blocking on
I don't be blocking. I'm like, she is available as a motherfucker. I've been trying to get somebody to take this bitch Mo home for weeks now, and I cannot get rid of the bitch.
But see, that's the total opposite.
Yeah.
She mad because she dates me because we are all we got. We are her.
Damn.
That's true. I'm tired of it. So anybody viewing, please make sure that you get at Doug in the email and let him know Mo is what's up.
But all right, so I know y'all was at the joint Sunday.
I'm sorry. Mimi is really 6 foot. But
she really is.
She bad though.
She wears size 12 too.
I'm over tickling her kneecap. Here we go. She bad.
Well, Mimi has a glaring physical trait that he's very attracted to.
And what would that be?
Them titties.
I forgot he's a boy.
Hold on, I'm gonna put them. I'm gonna push my bra up a little bit. Hell no, I didn't know that.
She moving into that Waffle House song.
Oh, I like the original Pancake House. Can I go there?
IHOP, okay.
No, I original Pancake House.
I'm not from the loop. My bad. We got IHOP.
That's because you only take tickets to Denny's to get the grand slam.
But no, we go to Goody Goody.
Go get that fried chicken is fire.
You be standing with the
bitch. Doug, originally I thought
that'd be a long ass line, like for real.
I thought you meant like intimidation. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If I get
that line. No. If a guy's interested,
yeah, I'm
weak. One, we don't know how to penetrate the group factor a lot because of the hater chick.
I've never heard that.
Always.
Please tell me who mine is.
I haven't been out with you, your crew like that. And I know you. So even if I was to come up and be like, hey,
that's true. We already know.
Yeah, right. So it's different from when you was out and see a group of chicks. So now you got to figure out, what they on. And somebody's always on, this duck ass dude or whatever.
But then also, then you don't want to shoot at the wrong one.
Right.
Like,
it's too many to choose from.
Like, you hang out with a lot of chicks, and a lot of your friends are very good looking, right?
Mm-hmm. Like Mimi.
I don't want to go.
Like Mimi.
Why she's touching herself?
If I'm the dude, I don't want to mess up and pick the wrong one.
Why? Because somebody might turn out to be better in some
way. No. Y'all already choose us.
Yes.
Right.
It's not for really us to get you. Y'all got to choose us.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right.
So that's the come up part.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we met up and watched a game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's 5-6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was the dude that was shooting, mm-hmm. I would have came to you first because you're my end. Like, hey, what's the word?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a guy that maybe that was trying to come through. Penetrate our circle, pause.
They got really weird, really fast.
Penetrate our circle.
They probably would have came to me because I'm the dude out there. Like, hey, you know, which one is yours? What's the word? Like, they gonna look for the end. And then you got the dudes that just don't care. They gonna shoot at everybody in the crew.
Yeah, that was a trifle.
But see, that's the thing. Like, them the dudes that be winning.
Bro, some chicks love that though. Like, oh, he's so funny, he's so crazy. You know what I mean? But then a guy that's reserved, sit back and observe.
He's a lame.
No.
Oh no, he's arrogant. He cocky. He think he too good to come over.
You know what I get? He like white girls.
Bro,
I could be at the blackest establishment.
But you like white girls.
That was to piss you off.
No, he was for real, y'all.
That nigga was for real.
He said he fuck with white girls.
I said, okay, correction. A proper depiction of what I said was, I'm a lover of all women, you know what I mean? So
I know what you said.
I've been with white women. I've been with Hispanic women. I've been with the most beautiful black women, you know what I mean?
You have been with?
Yes, have been. Like,
but he was telling us that he liked white girls.
Let's face it. Every black man likes a fine white girl.
Right.
Just like we like a fine black chick. Like,
okay. All right. How do you
do that? So it's kind of like, so you either like salami or you like bologna.
Yo, non-speaking ass.
That's a fucked up
comparison, right? I don't like either one.
I like salami with cheese.
I eat ham.
Then you got to burn the bologna. I grew up dirt poor Mississippi, bro.
She wants mesquite turkey.
Don't get me wrong now. I fry up a salami sandwich and put some mayo on there. And I fry up a bologna too now. Don't get it twisted.
But your bologna got to be burnt a little bit.
All of it's got to be burnt.
I can't do the way
that my life has been set up, you know.
Hey, you never get too big to remember where you came from.
Nobody.
Because I still remember the syrup sandwiches and mayonnaise and ketchup sandwiches.
Hey, I had barbecue sandwiches.
All right, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, did I?
Right. I remember syrup sandwiches.
So, would you ever do you approach guys? Or do you think it's appropriate for a woman to approach a guy?
Ooh, let's do it.
I have done it. I really like that question, but I would say that it's not something that's always in my nature because I am a very, I'm an extrovert, and I'm a very, I have, I should have been a man. I feel like I have. I feel like, because if I was a nigga, I'd be slanging my dick all up. I'd be giving the bitches that thing, you hear me? And I understand why they do it. I wish I was a dude, because I would be giving dick all day. I would be such a
So what's the difference?
But what made me upset is that
why can't you throw that pussy like
that? Women don't have the same respect for as a man does, and we fuck with our emotions. We don't fuck and say bye. We fuck and say, ooh, you done got hard. Like I've been thinking about your ass all day.
You don't fuck physically,
right?
No.
So I mean, yes, physically, just everything got to be there.
But
it's still the attachment.
We gain some type of attachment after.
No matter what.
First night,
fifth night.
No matter.
And again, I may think about you, especially you give me that big long dick. I'ma think about you for about 48 hours straight for sure. And then when I realize it's that shit, I'ma snap back to my real life. Get my shit back in order. And on to the next one to find the next big dick. Well,
so, I hate that cycle, friend.
I know. I had to think about it for a couple of days because I have accidentally gave my pussy away and got a big old, you know, like, damn, bitch, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stressed out today.
Right, like, please don't. Put the whole thing in there. No, like for real, I can't. No, please.
Morgan don't want the whole thing in there. Just give me the whole thing.
She wants a tip.
Does she want the Whopper Junior?
She don't want the whole Whopper. That shit hurt.
So over here we got Size Matters and Black Lives Matter.
And I'm okay with the average.
You be the lame friend. I need my stomach to still work.
I get it.
I can't.
Did y'all watch Tiffany Haddish on Breakfast Club?
I was just about to say that.
No.
So she got a little bit on there. She talked about this dude basically mandingoed her. It shifted her uterus.
Oh my God.
She said she had to go to the hospital.
I think my uterus is shifted. y'all.
Hey. We need to shift back because there's another baby going to be in there one day.
Check out that interview. It's deep. It's crazy. Like, she give you some for real, like, crazy stuff in her life. Tiffany Haddish, she the chick on
check her out.
Carmichael Show.
She was on that.
She's on
Keanu.
She's a black chick in Keanu. She's on that Girls Trip movie.
Oh, okay.
Tiffany Haddish. Okay.
She's the comedian on the Girls Trip. She's the only one people don't know on the Girls Trip flyer.
Yeah, for
the one that's real loud and
right.
But she's
she irks on that flyer.
Check out the interview. I think you might have a little bit more respect.
How can they irk on a flyer?
No, she irks.
On the trailer?
The trailer, not the flyer.
The trailer, she's a little extra. I give it that.
Well, we apologize.
That's that role she want.
Right. She
really about that. Really, Mimi.
Almost a party foul.
She's gonna get typecasted. So,
hey, it worked for Kevin Hart.
That it did.
So, what's off limits the first couple times you have sex? Then, I guess this is a question for you because
for me,
everybody else here don't give a fuck.
Don't set me out like that, Doug. I'm not a hoe.
I would be sucking somebody's dick on the first day.
So I get it. Like, well, I understand your perspective, but hey, first date.
I mean, not first time,
for me, hey, if I'm vibing with you, it's all about the vibe. It ain't if we've been on several dates, but if I'm vibing with you, yeah, I eat that box from the back.
I like him.
All right, so wait. I'm going to go there.
I can't.
Is anal off the table? Not first night, of course, but is anal off the table, period?
Well, whenever y'all ready for my answer, let me know. because it's definitely off the motherfucking table for me. Yes.
I've only liked it one time with one person. No, a couple times, but with one person.
She liked it, child. She
liked it, man. Shit.
But it was only with one person. I don't know about
that's because you trusted him.
Yeah.
And it was a trust thing.
Your goal was
completely
issue.
It was completely down. Yeah. She was tired. She was lit. Were you drunk every time?
No, I had to, like, I don't know what I was. I might have been high. I don't know.
Did he spit in your butt first?
Oh, my God. I can't.
You don't make me. You ain't never had to.
Remember? Somebody
got this. I actually don't have any stimulation back there, so I don't get aroused by it at all. I really don't.
So you never had a thumb in your butt?
I have, and I just do not get aroused by it. I feel like shit comes out of there.
Exit only.
Exit only.
Okay.
And I feel like I haven't had much exiting lately.
Oh, good gosh. So fellas, that means she's gonna put a
well, I'm full of shit, y'all. What are you doing?
She's gonna drop a load on your stomach, bro. Like, damn, man, you good at horse.
But I got a question though. Have y'all ever had someone do that, like pass gas or like a little poop came out or something?
Not a coochie fart.
No, yeah. I was hitting a chick from the back in undergrad, and she straight farted. I'm like, oh. She's like, I'm sorry. And she on the phone being, ooh, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Damn.
I know I did it once. And I was, I just think I was smacking her ass more.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I had some ice cream.
But that's going to be silent.
You know all black people are lactose intolerant. I don't know why you eat.
That
mug
be silent
and
deadly.
My shit is. If I got a fart or shit,
it gotta come out.
I can't perform. I can't fuck. Nah, it's like,
It's the same way with a woman. If she got a pee, you think you can keep going up in that thing? Boy, I got to pee. I can't even get mine when I got to pee.
That's so hard.
So,
Lord, I don't let Morgan smoke.
Is there a chemical in alcohol that goes straight to y'all pussy? Cause like,
no, but there's a chemical in weed that definitely gives me something. It makes me feel like I am like Superwoman, like legs go like, behind my head and shit. That's,
so you know, that's your
aphrodisiac, definitely. Yeah.
So what kind of weed?
Be good and drunk, but. Definitely
talk about that
tequila. Tequila always does me right, like always.
So I believe she sucks deep when she drinks tequila.
Damn. And don't get, hey fellas, don't get her no cheap ass tequila either, man. Get her some of that real shit.
That's right.
Fuck you.
Nah, we good.
Oh, hey, yeah, let's get her the right tequila. Some Evian Silver. Some Carvo.
Tell them.
Some Carvo.
Make sure you
see. She used to like Jose, but maybe the whole graduating.
Graduate. Is there such a thing as a graduation date for a hoe? Like, do you lose your hoe card?
Most definitely.
Do you have to move cities? Do you have to relocate to lose your hoe card?
It's the same way that y'all lose y'all hoe card.
No, it depends.
I don't think men ever lose a hoe card.
It depends for women. It depends on.
You said it was a double standard. Just like you can't throw pussy, we can throw dick forever and not be a hoe.
But the explanation.
Now you admit that shit. You didn't admit that when I talked about the shit earlier. Go ahead, pretty.
I had to get your opinion first.
But the expiration date, it depends on what type of. Hey, she know what it is. And we make some beautiful kids. All boys, I don't miss. But,
all right.
She want a boy.
Hey, but it depends on what type of hoe she was.
What's the different hoe?
You can't be gangbang.
Yeah. Now, who the hell say gangbang? From Mississippi? I'm from the South.
Yeah.
Trains.
We talking about trains.
You can't have trains ran on
you
and think you're going to lose your whole car.
Y'all from Mississippi?
No. That country bumping from here. I'm from here.
Oh.
Not according to her friend. Jokes.
I mean, I've known whole that trains, and I can only sex one person at a time, honestly, because I don't have my ADD kicks in. I can't fuck two people. I forgot about the second person in the goddamn room, so I won't be able to do it.
You know, I stick my whole face in that thing, rub my nose in it sometimes.
Right. We're going to talk about that after this cast is over, because I think the people want to know. We're going to follow up with y'all on that.
I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. If I come up from that thing.
I want to know, like, what. I feel like with guys, you know, pussy is pussy. Once you done had pussy, it's good. What's the difference in good pussy and just. I don't ever fucking want that.
Shit this tight. Shit this all.
Is that the difference?
I ain't gonna say tight, because once you in it, and it, if it gets so wet, you don't know your dick's still in there.
That's good pussy. That's the issue. That's the problem. You like, oh shit, I might be out. Okay, I hope I got enough dick for this.
Right. I mean, so guys do know when they don't have enough dick, because I had somebody I didn't know they was in there.
Wait. Was that?
And I think he knew.
Was that them
we
was talking to?
Nah, that was other people. So there was a conversation we was having. You know you hitting it right, and I'm gonna answer your other question. When you hit like this little ball in the back, like
ball in the back, clit.
but see the clit is in the closer right. To the front.
Oh, okay,
he's on a G-spot.
Yes,
he's on a G-spot.
Okay, I didn't know that's what it was, but we was having a conversation, and we was every dude knew what we was talking about.
G-spot.
But except one.
You ain't never hit that motherfucker, baby.
But we was like, once you hit it, that's all you aiming for.
Right.
Like, yeah. That's the whole goal with that.
Y'all better aim shit.
Damn. Oh, what did y'all do to Morgan?
Somebody had a flashback.
I know. He had a moment. Good show.
But good pussy. Good pussy. Yeah, it's really just about the wetness and I would say the variety of or willingness of positions.
And odor.
Definitely odor.
Oh, God, that odor. This guy I work with, this white guy, he said, oh, my God, Mia. Mimi. I came over to so-and-so's desk, and I just smelt this awful smell. And I said, man. Honey, that is bacteria vaginosis. That is when her pH balance is off. And that motherfucker is woofing like a fish. A catfish straight from the bottom. Do you hear me?
Bottom feeder
all day. And I said, she needs to call a health professional to get that handled. Because, see, you got to know your body as a woman. You really do. And a lot of women who have dry pussy is because they douche. They use the artificial cleaners and all that stuff. Your body is going to clean itself.
All you need is some white Dove, ladies. Just white Dove.
Use that white soap, because when you try to get fancy.
Your ass
going
to have an infection. You try to get fancy
on motherfucking Valentine's Day and buy all that Bath and Body Works shit, your shit blow up like the World Trade. You want your shit to stay right and tight. You need to sit hot bath. And I'm going to tell you one little secret, ladies. You use a little alum in your little bath water, and it tightens that thing like a pickle. Alum is what they put in pickle jars to keep the pickles crunchy. So it tightens the pickle.
So am I going to be tightening like a pickle down there?
I said just pour a little alum. It's just like a little seasoning.
Damn, bitch, you
but
sound
it's
like
white, and it goes in your bath water.
A real kosher.
You can also buy at the drug, as a matter of fact, at the sex store, they have something called Like a Virgin, and you put that in. Yeah, I put too much in me. You could get in there, but you don't want to make that mistake. But what you do want to do is just rub a little around there and make you feel good. Yeah, make him think it's all of that. And use your little kegels at work, you know, when you're sitting at your desk all day.
You sitting at your desk and ain't doing kegels. Like, you lose.
Oh, baby.
Like, you lose it.
She is hollering. What is happening?
Damn. You want to give him more in-depth?
That way, when he get in there, you can grab that dick.
How long are you doing kegel exercises per hour?
I mean, it just kind of helps me get through the day. Make the day go by.
But you're not about to get that pussy away, so I always say, what you doing? For what?
Damn, she got
a. She got it on and squeeze it like.
No, she got an extra box.
Like, you squeezing that pussy away when you're not giving it to nobody.
She got two padlocks on that chastity belt. God damn.
So, don't listen to my friend. So, she's trying to make me sound worse than what I am.
So, this just made me think about a podcast we had a couple of weeks back. So, what should vagina smell like?
No, the question was, what should it
taste like? I'm sorry, what should it taste like?
Oh, I ain't know what taste is.
You never tasted yourself?
I
You never, a dude never came up and then just gave you the nicest, wettest kiss?
Yes, but yeah. I mean, that's different, though.
That's the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I taste good, shit.
So what we were saying, my buddy was saying it. It's tasteless, but it was saying that it's pussy. Like
it's got its own taste.
And I said tang. I said the word tang, not in the negative tang, like Fanta. So it has a tang. I'm saying five pauses right now. Pause. When you suck a dick, you taste something, right?
Oh, they taste
the way sperm.
But I guess that's an outie.
They taste a pickle. Sorry.
Just every dick tastes the same.
I hate a salty dick. Oh, my God.
I'm not finna have high blood
pressure.
You and your sweaty ass, salty ass dick.
If you have deacon meat, she ain't gonna
be able to do it. I'd rather him have been in that pussy and then me go suck his dick after that. Because then we got something we can agree on.
Then you gotta mix.
Then we gotta mix.
But he didn't put all that salty shit in you.
But for me, I do feel like I have to shower and all of that kind of stuff. I'm not one to just
So at what point are you screwed without a condom? Y'all asking for head on the first date? Well, that's a good question. I mean, y'all asking for head on the first date? Yeah, that's a question for y'all. All right, so here's the dilemma. Thanks, Doug. I fall on that bullet.
There's a lot of females that will detract you from a condom use nowadays. Like, you could be literally reaching for a condom and they'll just hop on the dick.
Facts.
And we're not calling these women whores.
No.
I mean, these are just your average chicks. Like.
And sometimes you get caught up in a moment. Right. I can't say that, it's a perfect world.
I've been in situations where I'm rolling over to get the condom, you know what I mean? And she's, bah, jump on.
What, the condom conversation?
No, getting the condom. I'm going to get it. What's the condom conversation? I'm like, do you have one? Where is it? Let me go get it for you.
Cause,
I mean, but honestly, I would say
if you monogamously sleeping with that person, that's when you shouldn't.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say after
there's a range after 3 to 5 encounters.
But you still not in a monogamous relationship. That doesn't necessarily mean you're in a monogamous relationship. No, because what you're trying to realize,
no matter if a guy is slinging dick around, this and that, or whatever, he's going to have that main one, like an old glove.
That he been fucking and he going to fall up in that thing without nothing every time.
And that's, that incenses his main, his go-to.
That's his monogamous one.
That's his monogamous
one. Now, monogamous he might one. Have whores, but...
Yeah, I would hope so. Ooh, that is awful if he don't. That is so awful. Well, I mean, I've had cases where I know that they didn't. Oh, you said, what kind of case? I'm just saying, I know that they did not use a condom with the other person, but at the end of the day, I still love you though. Well, love me. But you know, I mean, that's reality, is that, you know, people don't always use condoms. They were always And then you don't always know that you, even if you think you and that person are monogamous and that person has made that clear, that is not always the case.
That is true.
You know that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys need to be humble like your mamas and daddies because they've been fucked without no condoms for years. Go back to your grandparents.
And I mean, I'll be honest, I have gotten caught up in the moment and, you know. Matter of fact, I was stuck with a nigga for years after fucking him with no condom for the first, like, one night we went home, we fucked, and I have been stuck with his ass ever since. That motherfucker leave notes in your mailbox, pop up in your email, bitch, where you at, why you're not answering, you know, like, it's serious, you know, but that's how we had been kind of rocking or whatever, but, I mean, it's just times where I don't think that people always think about it when really, it is a time where it is more necessary, and I become more cautious about it too. I will be honest. And I think a lot of women are like that.
I got another question about hygiene.
He been messing with some bitches that make him have questions. Mm.
No, that's this is a question for y'all. Should a man manscape?
Should a man what?
Manscape.
Like shave his balls, shave his armpits. Shave
how much hair is
do
acceptable?
Do a landscape on the man.
I mean, I would like him to be kind of cleaned up down there, just like he cleaned his face up and he goes to the barber. I want you to make sure you can tighten
you won't have a lion?
Yes, bitch.
You want a part in the
so you don't like guys with beards and stuff?
I
like
love
that.
The beard.
Okay.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
So his beard used to be there, hurt. So that means his man
should get that back. And see, the only way he can get his beard to get like that again is to eat a lot of pussy.
Hey.
That pussy juice grow that beard like none other.
I love those natural juices.
For real, that's what does it for you. All them East Coast niggas that got them big beards, they get bald head and all that, they eat pussy all day.
Oh.
I love a Florida man, baby.
I didn't say Florida, I said East.
They go Florida and go straight to your dreads?
Okay.
I love a Florida man.
It's nothing like when you eating that box, eating that thing, then you come up, then she bite that beard, man.
Let me ask y'all something about the juice box. When the juice box is closed for scheduled maintenance, do y'all still want to hit? Y'all just put that towel down?
I hate it.
When is that acceptable? Because I've heard people say,
let him answer this.
Is that a good question?
Hey, I'm just saying, hey, you better throw that towel down, change the door, bro.
Lord.
You use your favorite line.
It's such a
ladies, you always need to wrap up when you dealing with this motherfucker.
Damn.
She just set you out.
I know, right? I drive fast. I run all red lights and stop signs, you know.
There you go. That was the one I was waiting
on. But he's like he could be a good dude, you know, when he wanna be, when he mad to it.
Yes, he say what you wanna be. I don't do the on the rag sex.
Hold up. Have you ever?
I got some anal on the rag, but that don't count.
Well, shit, it's still coming out the other way.
Exactly, and it's definitely gonna get on you.
That was in high school.
I mean,
I talk shit.
I've only done it.
It was legit. My first chick, she was out about that life. Like, it wasn't.
I think when you're married.
She was annoyed beyond
if your husband say, if my husband say, and I'm married and I took my bath back today, it's a motherfucking day, and I'm going to say, you know what, today is also my day, and if he's still down for it, we going to get it in.
I mean, it's head off limits when you're on your...
Well, not for you.
Head is
preferred.
Head is 365.
Now, wait a minute, pretty. You didn't fucked up now. The church is funny. Yeah, ain't nobody said no shit like that.
What is the limitations? Is there
365 days?
You said married. Have you ever been married?
I have never been married.
Okay.
But I'm not one to have sex every day, nor give head every day.
But is there I'm not going to say a minimum, but should there be a time frame that you should not go without being intimate?
I do believe that. I mean, I'm not going to go no weeks without being intimate with my significant other, because I feel like at that point it's kind of like, oh well, I can go fuck another bitch. No, I need to be making sure I'm on my job when it's necessary. But I feel like he'll let me know when he wants that, and when he wants that, then we can make that happen. Especially if I'm married.
So you're not really the aggressor.
I am the aggressor.
So there's times where you will come home with your mate and you be like,
like, I've been looking for your ass all motherfucking day.
With a flashlight.
With a flashlight, nigga.
So that means she has a sundress on with no panties.
No, I just popped them panties off after I got out of work.
Ooh, slide them to the side.
Slide them to the side, whatever
you want. Hey, you know what's crazy, though? I get off on that shit. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the Vicky Secrets rubbing against the slong or whatever. But I... Hey. Hey, I get off on that thing.
Oh, yeah. That's how they do you in the morning. Slide that thing to the side. Push on beside you on the side. Yeah. You ain't sleep no more.
I haven't called my dick by his name since...
Fuck that.
Undergrad.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Don't call it by his name.
My dick name used to be Raul, the Latin lover.
I really hate it. I hate it so bad.
Why you gotta be Latin? We black.
I have no idea. I thought Raul was a dope name.
So do you guys like role play and like talk about, do y'all act like y'all somebody else? Y'all have a alias when you, how is that?
Nah, not me. I'm basic as fuck at times, man. Like, I was married before, right? So.
Divorce gang over here.
Yeah.
Gang.
My ex-wife used to
not
try
y'all
to
a gang. I hate it.
My ex-wife used to try to use sex as a power thing, right? So, I'm pissed off at you. We're not having sex. We're not doing this. We're not doing that, right? So my sexual cycle changed dramatically. Like, when I was married, it was fucking at least 5 to 7 times a week. Then it went to maybe 2-3 times a week. Then once a week. Then once a month if I was lucky type shit, right? So that changed my sexual cycle. So therefore, hey, you can hold it. That's cool.
Your sexual cycle. It's like,
right.
No, what I mean is like
you don't want it no more.
Yeah, like when you want it, like you want it every day, but then now it changes, right?
When you love somebody,
love ain't enough.
Yeah,
you see that? Love ain't free. Love ain't enough.
It's not enough.
You got.
So what happens when you get married though? You get married because that person is enough, right? That one person. Is enough for you.
Oh, I don't believe in marriage anymore. So,
yeah. But
when you did.
Oh, so at the time, yes. I was brainwashed like most of my generation and generations after us, like thinking, oh, I love this person. I need to get married and spend the rest of my life with this person, build this white house, white picket fence, and a dog type thing.
I don't want no white house. Can we just.
You want brick.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, so. And then I'm from the South, so you got to think about it. In the South, what do? We go to church and we get married and we have babies, right? That's what we do in the South. So, my ex-wife, it wasn't no rude poo chick or a random chick. I knew her. We dated in middle school, high school.
It was his cousin.
Undergrad.
That was not his cousin. He would not confess that way.
Not at all. But so you know what I mean? I mean, things change. So, like, for women that, like, try to use sex as a power, tell them, I'm not going to give it up on the first date. I'm going to make you wait 90 days, whatever. This is what's going to happen. That guy, I'm like, okay, I get the game. I see the game. I'm going to wait. I'm going to play your game, wait those 90 days. I'm going to fuck the shit out you. Then I'm out.
That's all ignorant.
No, Drake said it best. You can have a Grammy, but I treat that ass like it's a nominee. Like, hey.
I mean, and at this point,
that's a great quote.
And now that I've gotten to a certain age, I really don't put time limits on shit. If I feel like I want to screw tonight, I'm just going to do
right,
that.
Right. How you feeling?
And if we ain't got to talk about it tomorrow, I mean, if you still want to kick it, then cool. But sometimes you're just doing it for self. You ain't doing it for the other person. I'm getting what I need, and if we keep
If we keep
on and I like it, then it's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't see why we would have a problem there. We both won today.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in a relationship, are you the I'm mad at you, I don't have sex person?
No, I'm mad at you, let's have sex, and then I'm still not going to talk to your ass.
You got to get off after the argument.
Now, that's fun. The makeup.
That anger
sex. It's going to be that bond. Yeah.
Yeah, and that, you know what? And that would fuck a man up, for real. Like,
I thought we was cool.
Exactly. That would really fuck a man up.
But you know what? It might be a conversation starter.
I mean,
I was 13 years.
So, in a relationship?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Where's the great young girl? Fuck that bitch. Mm.
That's awful. I don't like that.
That's his favorite song.
No, she's dirty. But we ain't gonna go there. No. She's dirty.
Okay,
she's the mother of my shit.
That's why I said we're not gonna go there, right?
Always curve it.
That's why
I let you get that one off, but that's it. That's where we leave it. It was a lot of times.
You ride with his friend, baby. And that's our topic. And that's another one of our topics we came up with.
Ooh. Oh. We'll get down to see. Let's go there right now.
Big bro. Like, hey.
Oh, well, here's the story. So, it was Father's Day weekend, not last week. what, about 3 years ago.
All right.
I'm going through my whole divorce custody battle, right? I take my kids. At that time, I had my kids Friday night.
Beautiful kids, by the way. Beautiful kids.
I had them Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I was going to get them on Father's Day. So Saturday afternoon, I'm like, do you want me to really bring them back now? I can just keep them today, bring them back early tomorrow, and we can just call it like that. She's like, nah, I'll bring them back. Cool, whatever, it's Saturday night. I'm going to go out. I go out. Who the first person I see at the club? Her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you stupid. Like, I could have just been at home chilling, but now you didn't put the kids to the grandma house and your ass out here.
But I can't talk about that bitch, though.
The grandma.
Hey.
The grandma, babe?
Yes, man. That bitch, I hope that bitch have gout, sloop foot, club foot.
I can't take no more. I done had enough.
Arthritis on the ankles.
He's talking all shit about a grandma.
Nah, that bitch is mad.
She must ain't no regular grandma.
That bitch is mad disrespectful, B. She mad disrespectful.
So we in the club. He's showing up to the same club with me. I just happened to get there first. So we get there.
Should have known you was a ram in the bush.
It was about what, six or seven of us. Yeah. Actually, it was two dudes and five chicks. So I look like I'm winning, right? So he gets there. I'm like, bro, look over there. Oh, fuck that shit. Get a bottle. Get a bottle. I'm like, why are you getting a bottle? I'm going to pour this shit on that bitch head. It's like, you ain't about to do nothing.
You really
am. I was like, I got pour on Tuesday. We not doing nothing crazy. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to go home.
The only thing with my mind was the Dr. Dre video and Snoop Dogg video.
He just went.
She's going to have a champagne bath that night.
But that's why he says she's stupid. That's one reason. There's a million reasons.
Right.
But real friends. Your real friends gonna do stupid shit like that for you. Like, real friends gonna lie for you.
Hey, you know what, though? In college, these chicks used to always, YX Ham, or YX another one of my partners, right? YX Junior, or somebody like that. Guess what? News for bitches, your true friends are the worst people to ask. Because they're gonna lie for you every time. Yeah, he said it in my crib last night. What? That bitch fine. Suzanne Lyon, he went over there with her. He was at my crib. Like, real friends are gonna ride or die. They're gonna lie regardless.
And that's motherfucking right. I'm lying for my friend.
Every time.
Or I'm act like I'm stupid.
Right.
I don't know nothing about what's going on. I don't even know why. Because I had a friend's husband call me. Like, I seen email exchanges and blah, blah. I'm like, I just really don't know.
Shit, Kevin. I don't believe that shit. They hacking everybody's emails nowadays.
Yeah, I got to blame that on the social media hackers. There's no way I could just sit there and tell them my friend.
Yeah, right. That's fucked up.
Just like when I was in undergrad, I was dating this chick, and she was cheating on me. Shout out to her. That's why your husband ain't shit no more. But anyway, she was cheating on me.
Oh, man, that was deep, wasn't it?
Shit.
I'm surprised he ain't say her name.
Exactly.
Well, please come.
I'm not, you know, thank out of respect for her. Anyway. So she was cheating on me, but her best friend at the time told one of my guys. You know what I mean? I was more mad at her best friend than anything because I'm like, she had the fakest friend in the whole entire world. Because my team, we solid over here. We legit. We're gonna do whatever it takes. And then at the end of the day, we're gonna pull each other to the side like men. I'm like, hey, you fucked up for this. You fucked up for that. Man, this is what happened. This is the play. So, that's what real friends do.
Let me ask a question. Why is it that they feel like women have a higher friend turnover rate than men?
Because y'all let shit go. Y'all let shit go. Women, we hold grudges.
And we get very personal. And I don't think that men tell as much as women do. And I think that we take things, and it all goes back to us being emotional. Like I said, with us emotionally fucking and everything happens with emotion. And like, say you on your cycle. Bitch, you could cry in a matter of seconds and you're going to take something so personal that really was not intended that way. So it does, you know, it goes back to just women again, men, y'all can just let some shit ride. For us, it's like, oh, nah, bitch, you done for real, you done threatened my whole life. You know, and so I think that's why the turnover rate. And then also, women get very, they get messy. And in a four-person clique, and I'll just give an example of me and Mo, we in a relationship with another one of our friends, and her and that friend always at each other's throats. And they may call me on the same day with their same issues. And I may say, girl, I know that's the way it is. And I may say, girl, I know that's how it is. You know, but at the same time, still trying to keep that mutual friendship between us three. So, yeah, it can definitely get tough sometimes. And that, again, I go back to when this whole pod started, was that I should have been a nigga.
So since you should have been a nigga, can men and women that are in relationships, married, whatever, or not even, can you be platonic friends?
Absolutely. I have a few.
Mo says yes, and Mia says no. Mimi says no.
So I say yes because I have platonic friends. Like, you know one of them. I'm very, very, very close with him. Like, super close.
You also said he's
dirty. Messy. He is dirty. He's messy to the motherfucker. He knows this. He's a dirty bastard. He knows
this. I believe men gossip just as much as women do.
I hate it.
And I just put a Facebook post up like, men, do y'all gossip with y'all man and y'all husband about... If I call Mo and say, Mo, guess what? I was a hoe last night. Like, I mean, certified. And I'm telling her all my tea, and she got me on speakerphone, and she lay in the bed with a nigga. He probably like, damn, you might be a hoe too.
Nah.
Well, birds of a feather fly.
That people don't talk, though.
No.
You know the hoe out the clip.
Right.
And I'm not saying you know.
I'm saying,
like, dudes are really, if you go out with your girl and her friends, you can pick who the messy one.
Right.
And you also know who's contacting her the most with the bullshit. You're like, get that bitch off the phone. Like, I'm trying to get some pussy. Like,
then with the friends for the hoe, you said that for the homies. Like, hey, you come over, bro. Hey, that's the one that's going.
And you be like, I got one for you.
Yeah. You said that. Hey, that's the alley-oop for the homies.
Wait, I got it. So how do y'all feel when y'all mess with a dude and Mo's single? So you trying to hook her up with the dude's friend, and then he be like, oh, he cool, like he straight, like, man, send me a picture. And then she get there and she be mad as fuck. Like,
I don't hook my friends up with men that I think are whack. Like, I would have to know that that's kind of a...
You have to know the guy.
She has introduced people who have stayed in long-time relationships.
Yeah.
So you the matchmaker.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that, but I just kind of know the type. I'm not about to hook you. I've had my friends hook me up with some whack motherfuckers, and they know can't even fuck with me. Like, you know, that's not even in my caliber type nigga.
So you
swiping left on Tinder on them.
Most definitely.
Is that right?
Yeah. But going back to the platonic relationship, I've had two incidents where, and one recently where, I didn't think the relationship on the other end was so platonic. Like, I was in a relationship with my daughter's father for 6 years. I had been with him. We was engaged probably 2 years at this time. And when I met him, his friend had been long time for 10 years. She had a husband and a whole lot of shit going on. He took me to meet her. Everything was fine. This bitch used to call my house. She used to call his phone. That we would, you know, it's certain things we would interact with each other throughout the years. And then she went through a divorce. She confided in
him,
my fiance, yeah. And he told her all the shit that her husband should have done that he was doing to me. And guess what? Six months later, they was married.
Married.
They was married 6 months later. After I gave the ring back and said, you know what, this is not going to work.
Wow.
Because it was several incidents where I saw where she had called or texted or he lied about something. And when you lie about something, that... is obvious.
They open the door.
Yeah.
It leaves the doors open.
And it makes sense to me because if I call my guy friend, I'm like, you know, friend, I can't believe blah, blah. And he's telling me, Nah, that nigga shouldn't have did this. Now I'm thinking you the right one. You wouldn't do that to me. For real, because that's in my mind, like, you the bomb.
Right, but isn't guys' DNA to be smooth,
to smooth things over, make you feel better, certain guys' DNA to dirty Mac, that's dirty Mac, not intentionally.
I'm just saying, like,
I thought you were saying intentionally.
I'm gonna give you the second example,
because like what's gonna happen is females gonna hear what they want to hear, they're gonna draw it in, like, oh, he's talking about me, oh, he said I'm everything he's looking for.
You better talk to them right
now. Bullshit.
You gave their opinion.
I'm sorry. That is your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Can't speak for the women. They here today. We can't speak for the women. They
not today. And I'm going to be back.
I'm sorry. I speak for males and studs. My bad.
So how you going to speak for studs? How you going to do that?
Because we like the same thing. We like the same thing.
They wear boxes with the dick holes.
No, they don't. One of my good friends is a stud, and y'all don't think the same thing.
Whatever. She's not stud. And
bring
she's
her on her. We need to get that opinion. Because I don't really have any.
I'm just going to give y'all this 1 second example that I just had this past weekend. So I'm like messing with this dude. We didn't mess around a couple times.
So you on the rebound, huh?
No, not enough.
I'm about to die.
No, I'm all for you. So he decides to tell me this past weekend, you know, come over my partner's house and play cards or whatever. So probably about an hour before that, I'm like, okay, I'm about to go to the liquor store. You know, I'm not gonna come empty handed. I come over or whatever. About 10 minutes before me making it over, he texted and said, I'm gonna invite other lady friends over to play cards. Are you gonna be cool? First thing in my mind is, why are you asking me that?
Right.
Am I gonna be uncomfortable? What is it? So I text him and say, am I gonna be uncomfortable? He says no. Well, when the dirty bitch get there,
Who's dirty bitch? Him or her?
The other friend. There's only one other friend that comes. He said he's invited some other lady friends. Ooh. So I'm thinking it's multiple, right? And granted, he and I are not in a relationship or, you know, anything of that nature, but we fucking. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking.
Y'all scissor buddies.
No.
That's it.
Y'all fucking with no condoms, right, at this point.
No,
right?
I didn't say that.
No. Chill out.
But at the end of the day, he and I are messing around, right? And she, the woman that comes, she's like 45, maybe. She got a bull dagger ring in the bottom of her nose and shit. She's no competition to a bitch. She got crocheted in box braids.
She
an old thot. You know what I'm saying? So she might be pulling more tricks than me.
From that description.
Which is fine.
So she's 45. No, so she's smoking super long cool and eating Doritos.
Basically.
Yeah, she
you a petty ass motherfucker.
So you know what? I did that at one of our birthday parties. Now, hey, I wasn't.
Shout out to Libra Bashes.
Libra team.
But hold on, Doug, before you go there, I got to tell y'all what I felt.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, because I'm going to let Doug get his story about what the fuck he did, because he's trifling. So, I texted the dude next day and I said, hey, baby, I'm like, me and you owe each other to be 100. And I said, next time, instead of saying you invite another lady friends, say you inviting another bitch that you fucking, so that I can be prepared for what I'm about to face.
I
have been there about an hour and a half, and I done made cool with all the niggas that's there. And right at this point, I'm the only female, so she thinking that I'm just cool. I'm just the people. You know what I'm saying? And so everything is good. I'm talking shit. We playing spades, you know, and it's going in, but he called me like, hey, did you make it home? Did you have a good time? Everybody loved you and this and that and the third. And so, you know, when I called him on this shit, he never admitted that he was screwing her. But I told him, I said, don't even worry about explaining yourself. Just know that from here on out going forward, we're going to keep it 100.
Don't put me in that situation.
Yeah, like, I felt it, and I know.
How would you have taken that?
Now that I'm in my mid-30s, I feel like I have gotten to the point that I know I don't feel things for no reason, and I know that was the case. No.
I want to know how both of y'all would have felt.
So you in your mid-30s?
That's what I
thought you was, like, 25.
How, why did he take it off the subject?
Okay, come on. How would you have felt about?
I'm sorry.
Let's just say we know that you probably wouldn't have done what he did. But well, I'm gonna give you my situation.
He's gonna give you his situation. And you can see if
I handled it. I can already tell he was on some type of shit.
But see, this was the This is our birthday. This was our birthday. Our birthday, like I said, we was having parties every year at that point, right?
Yeah.
So this some chick I had met
4 years
like a month before, and this we might have only did the dude once or twice. Mm-hmm. So all I told her was, look, I'm gonna have this is a party. Like, there's gonna be other females there that I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why you say it like that though?
I probably didn't say it like that.
But all
I was doing was putting it out there like, we not at that level where if you come, you gonna expect to just be up under me. Like,
So, why do I have an example?
This is the thing with Dub, though. Dub is a guy that has platonic female friends and things of that nature. So, that's great. Like,
and that was the other part.
But you fuck your friends.
So, for me, right, all the lady friends that I have, they're friends through circumstances, right? So just say
you fucked them out.
No, just say my brother's wives, my best friend's wives, my best friend's girlfriends. We're friends. You know, we're cool. But some of my female friends, we tried to go there and we just realized, oh, we cool. I mean, I probably got some head or something out of it. Like Moneybagg Yo say, 9 times out of 10, I probably bang the bitches. You know what I mean? But
all I was doing was,
that's just me.
I could see that she was feeling me harder than what I was feeling her. Now, like I got female friends. I wasn't trying to be in there like I'm a player.
Oh, is this a chick that like chicks now?
Nah.
You the turn the bitch game.
Nah. And we revert bitches.
Nah, after. Nah, she had one.
Y'all get on the bus.
Man, no. So this thing, he had a great depiction of gay women, right? He's saying, like, with women, it's like they teeter totter, like they experiment things they go through, then they define their sexuality based upon that. He said, with guys, it's like
y'all
it's already
been born.
We already know, right? Type thing.
That's how you feel.
No, I feel like I was born straight. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I knew any different.
But you're really conservative, so I know you've never kissed a chick. You never kissed a girl. I mean, just in...
I ain't no chick that I want.
I get it, but...
Especially in not no...
That's what I'm saying. I get it, but it's more... It's more. It's more acceptable, like, if, oh, women are kissing or something like that. You know what I mean? That's guys look, oh, that's sexy. But if chicks ain't two dudes kissing, they're not gonna say that's sexy. They're not gonna say that's hot. They're not gonna say none of those adjectives.
I'm not gonna deal with no dude girl ever. I'm just not. Like, dude girl. That shit. I'm friends with one. We are really cool, good ass friends.
Now,
I appreciate her.
Now back to the topic though. Was I wrong for giving a disclaimer?
No, we appreciate the disclaimer, but the audacity is I wasn't
trying to come off like I was a player or nothing. Though. Like, so this.
I wish that the person who did that to me would have gave me.
Here's the same chick saw me with my sister and got mad. She didn't know it was my sister in the car.
And she's stupid.
She's
stupid because they look just alike.
But at the end of the day, emotion again.
I get it.
Emotion makes you.
But at some point of your life, you mature past just first glance. So
assumption.
First assumption.
But she doing too much. Why is she looking at my car? Like, what the fuck?
She's not doing too much with somebody that she's intimate with.
You don't understand his car, because his car is dark as shit. He's dark as shit, so she had to be straining her.
That's your partner, so I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Right.
She had to be straining her eyes and looking at that dark ass car. He's a defense attorney.
He loves defending.
Hey, she had to be looking strong as hell in that dark ass car.
Wrong after wrong after wrong, and this pretty motherfucker gonna say, It wasn't him.
Please stop calling him pretty.
He's a pretty motherfucker.
You do that shit. Pretty motherfucker.
That's gonna be his new
from
ring
A
call.
To Z. You know what I mean?
I hate it.
So wait. So what's the weirdest, craziest thing you ever got in your DM? I'm not saying just the random dick pics, because we know you get that.
So, like, because guys, we don't get shit like that. We don't get just the random shit or anything like that. That's a great question. So, what's the weirdest thing, you know? Because, oh, hold up. Also, on average, how many times do you get a dick pic a week or something like that in your DMs or inbox?
After you post some kind of sexy type photo.
I'll be honest that it. I do get a lot of messages after that, but I don't get a lot of dick pics. And
thank the Lord.
Thank God. Dick pics really turn me off. Like, we could be vibing and we could be cool. As soon as that dick pic comes through, you are on my block list. I just don't play that type of shit because I have a 10-year-old kid who sometimes plays on my phone. And I'm like, nigga, how fucking disrespectful are you not to even fucking ask me? Not the fact that you sent the dick pic, but make sure it's cool. I mean, if we on the phone having phone sex and shit, yeah, I can delete that shit the next day, but don't just pop up with no bullshit in my phone, and my kid may see that. I feel like that to me, that's hurtful. I just can't
Okay, so you saying this is based upon if you guys had that conversation. I'm just saying, randomly,
I don't get them that often, but if I did, I would have to let you know, nigga, don't you ever do no bullshit like that again.
So, weirdest thing you ever got in your DM?
I haven't either. My shit
would
be dry.
And I feel like I'm high on that motherfucking scale from 1 to 10, and I feel like niggas don't approach me that often.
Me too,
they do not
feel the same way.
Whatever, Mimi, I've been licking your kneecap and all that.
You've been licking kneecaps and sucking my big toes and all motherfucking calves.
Hey, she went over there.
The most attention I done got in hell is.
Woo. I'm about to dive in it.
No, he's not.
See, that a blocker hater friend.
No, hey, the linebacker over there. The fullback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Leave me alone. I'm the blocker friend today.
So, what about online dating? You tried online dating?
I have. I am online.
What was your top
two
sites?
I've been on three. I've been on Black People Meet, Tinder, and I've been on Plenty of Fish.
So you get a lot of people with low credit scores on
Low credit scores on every last one.
You don't know their credit scores now.
I did Black People Meet and I did POF when I first got saved.
But kill yourself, though.
Listen, I was.
How long ago was that, if you don't mind me asking?
How long ago?
Yeah, when you first got saved.
5 years ago.
5 years ago. Okay.
2012,
because
I moved up here October
2012.
There you go. 5 years ago.
He just
got to
insert himself in
my reason was probably a little different. Like, I didn't have my 20s to go out and, like, learn how to just, like,
meet. You didn't have none of your
20s? No, I was with this girl from 18 to 30.
I had been with my baby daddy from 18 to 24, so yeah, I had a whole moment after that.
So all I was thinking was, what's the easiest way to meet chicks? Like, and I didn't have, like, this is before I met him, I didn't have a roadie. So, like,
that's a hoe?
That's right.
What do you mean by road? I mean, he just means a road dog.
Like,
one is out here.
You can try
to
like put me on or just kind of ease me back into the game.
Or to bite the bullet. You know what I mean?
Take the fat chick.
Hey, you take
Shamu, I'm gonna take that up.
I'm good. You know, you can get Flipper, you can get Lit Dolphin. I'm good.
Black People Meet, none of the chicks paid for the subscription, so they wouldn't write you back.
That means the credit score went right.
So I was like, what's the point?
They ain't got shit to do with that.
We know people who have been on there and had successful relationships off of Black People Meet.
I know people got married off of POF.
Yeah, my mama is 62 and she's on Black People Meet.
She looking?
She look good. Okay,
that's good. My auntie, Baby Papa.
Hard over here in the
corner. Hey, man.
That's like, a blocker chick.
Shout out Mimi's mom, you know what I mean?
Mimi Molly, think about you. You go ahead. Hey,
Mimi. Hey, 55 and up? That means.
I tried Tinder and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I was bored and I ain't have shit else to do. And I hated it.
I had a lot of luck on POF, but I feel like POF got kind of ratchet.
POF is definitely hoes. And I just had her sign up on POF because I said, you need to have some fun. My daughter been gone for the summer, and I'm like, girl, we can go on a date a week now.
Let's do this. It's like my sister would be on there. And she just showed me her messages. I'm like, God damn.
Oh,
then I
have to hide my profile.
Y'all look at my profile and tell me if it's good. I had put Dara on there. Because we got a homegirl. Dara is 4. I got a homegirl who's single who was like, I want to meet people, but she never would go out. She didn't even like go to a lounge or a cafe.
And I do.
He said a cafe.
That's crazy. I think I'm a little intimidated. I'm not intimidated.
No, I don't do that. But I put her on there, and she was like, you know, kind of managed my profile a little bit for me. And she was getting, you know, I'm a dude. I know I'm not the best looking dude in the world, but I got all my teeth. I had full sentences on my
job.
That wasn't necessarily what people was looking for. A lot of times, you know, everybody got their list.
Yeah.
So it's like, boom. Cross that. Now it's up.
Yeah. So, but what's crazy is that what will you accept that's not on your list? What will you compromise with? And I think that's when you find yourself in a relationship, when there are things that you would
put up with.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest things for me, I can't deal with what? Somebody that had a lot of kids.
Okay. What's a lot of kids, sir?
I say 3.
4. Right,
you got 2.
No. 3 or more, or?
3 or more.
So, 2 is your limit. Which,
I would say yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because one of my good buddies, that's Omega, shout out to the Dirty Dog.
He my brother. Rule to the brush.
He says that one of his exes that he loves, she's undateable now. She's out the loop. She's off the market because she has more than 2 kids.
I think a lot of dudes could probably do that because just there's the abundance of women out here.
That's full of shit, because I know a motherfucker who fell in love with somebody who wasn't supposed to fall in love with nobody with kids, and he fell in love with somebody with 2.
I guess
they're not together anymore. He's married to somebody else, but he still take care of her kids.
He's a sap. 187. Oh, no. Those are his kids, though, right?
No.
So, yeah, he's a sap 187 because I divorced everybody. When I got divorced, I divorced the nieces, the nephews, the mom. Because, hey,
they all got to go.
Everybody has to go.
And that's the one thing I agree with you on, is that I dumped the whole motherfucking family.
Hey,
your kids, your mama, your grandma, I don't give a fuck.
Grandma.
The possibility of me interacting with your ass and I don't want to. Is done, okay? Right. And I'm gonna tell you an old lazy bitch who hang around because she wants to be able to be in contact with your motherfucking cousin and shit to see what you're doing, because the bitch still wants you. The baby mama who still clown and don't let you come pick them up when they ain't got shit to do and they about to go to the motherfucking club anyway, she still wants you. Same old bullshit, it's a cycle. Bottom line, me and my baby daddy don't fuck with each other. My baby gone for the whole motherfucking summer. That tell you, I don't give a fuck about you. You got a whole wife who can take care of it. Ain't nobody treating her wrong. Come get her. Oh. So it is a difference in a woman who's over it and a woman who still wants to deal with the bullshit.
I hear you. I mean, I've been with this woman in 5 years.
Yeah.
She's still a fool.
Yeah, because they feel some type of way. It's definitely personal. It's not just the children. Yeah.
So, notes. Wait, you didn't. You say Tinder?
I did say Tinder. Yeah,
you did Tinder.
And just for example, me and my baby daddy's sister was best friends for years, and I had to cut her off. And I miss her. She's a good friend of mine, but I cannot allow it.
Okay. I was tight with my ex's brother.
God damn, we got Kate Camp over here. Ain't nothing to cut a bitch off.
I was tight with my brother until.
Once we started going through the stuff, mm-hmm. I felt like he should have been a voice in there saying, look, you need to get this shit together. Like, that ain't no bad dude. Like, you tripping.
Yeah.
If you didn't have somebody like that, if you wasn't riding with me like that for the kids' sake,
right,
then you definitely don't have my best interest.
Because I ride for his kids. I get fussed at about the relationship I had with his kids all the time. Like, oh, you really close to them. Like, hey, yeah, those are my people.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it should be.
But, you know, before Clean Up Fish and all these other things, we had a Black Planet.
MoCo Space.
We had Tag.
I missed Tag.
You missed everything because you was in a relationship.
I missed it all.
18 to 30, huh?
So, you know, I back when I was out here.
My golden years.
Back when I was out here. And when I was in the military, shout out to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Shout out to the whole North Carolina.
Shout out.
We was on Tag.
He shot mine.
And Tag was heavy back then. From Tag, well, it was Tag. Black Planet got me on a little bit. But they were going. And, you know, Backpage made a lot of things accessible. But Tag and Black Planet, they were trying to hide what they were trying to do. So shout out to all the everybody that's on online dating sites and stuff.
You gotta shout them.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to get my profile.
I'm just saying, online, if you want to be a hoe, you can be a hoe. Because everybody don't know you online.
Come on now.
No, two of my friends were talking to the same dude on POL. It wasn't good at the same time.
And guess what? But that's just talking, right?
I bet they had a problem with it. He didn't have an issue with it.
They was dating or talking?
Yeah.
They was just conversing.
Exactly.
I mean,
do that matter?
It really doesn't.
Like,
it's just a coincidence, and it shows how small of an area we're in dealing with.
No. Because
maybe they are the same type.
If I'm in St. Louis, right, I'm going to stretch my radius out to maybe Memphis. 4 hours to the east, 4 hours to the west, 4 hours to the north and south, right? So if you're within that four-hour radius and we're really friends, we're going to have some of the same types because you mesh with your friends.
Well, I say this. I probably have only run into one or two chicks that I didn't met up online since I haven't dealt with them.
Right.
They moved away.
No, I know like three of them got married here.
Oh.
I mean, I've been here for 5 years. I've yet to ever see any chick that I've dealt with run into them any kind of way possible.
That's because you don't have no type, clearly. You like white girls, you like all different types of girls.
I ain't got no type.
I don't know why you over here looking model these caps in, because my ass ain't white.
Shit, you're 2 shades from peanut butter.
Hey, but hey, she's 6 foot. Tall. She's skim milk. You know what I mean? She ain't chocolate milk. She ain't mocha.
She almond milk.
Almond milk. You know what I mean? Hey. And everybody know my weakness. Everybody know my kryptonite. Doug, what's my kryptonite?
White
girls.
Titties.
Ass and titties. Project
Pat
up in this thing.
Hey,
I don't know.
Jimmy be having us deal for Project Pat, don't.
I play cheese and dope every time you go to touch them.
Hey, I can deal with a little ass, you know what I mean? Because I can get you missionary.
I want me a big old dumb ass.
Or you can ride. I pay for it, though.
Get my booty fixed.
You want, I got you.
Riding is the best when it's one that's way too big. Then you can control that shit or try to.
What? Oh, you done went through a whole nother subject.
I guess my question is, ladies, what's too big? Or what fits your big category? I mean, criteria.
My issue sometimes is just girth. If that shit too damn wide, what the fuck is going on? Is this shit circumcised? I don't know what's going on.
I had a couple things that was a little too big, but
what's average?
Yeah, what's considered average? What's considered big?
iPhone 7.
We have the list. We have the big ass Polish sausage you can get off Washington.
Wait,
it's a Polish.
Them little bitty
hot dogs you can buy at Save a Lot. They only cost like 89 cents in the pack.
And then you got the fried wire.
You got a ballpark, which is, you know, average, and then you got you a motherfucking broth. And then you got you a polar sausage. And you can't say it like polar sausage. You got to say polar sausage.
All right, so I'm
a polar sausage, please. Please.
So I'm going to show you a picture in a second. You tell me what that is.
So that polar sausage.
You're going to get blocked. Instantly.
It's going to do it for you.
No, no. I said,
the polar sausage in your stomach, girl. You can't do that.
I didn't say I was going to send her a picture. I said I was going to show her a picture.
He said he was gonna send it to me.
I ain't gonna argue semantics.
However, I don't really know what it's to be because I've never brought a measuring tape out when I was screwing. But one thing I did do was run from that thing. And when you run from that thing, it's too big. Have a seat. Mm-hmm. I would actually prefer just a regular old average. As
I could do a broad. I couldn't do no pole.
Give me the regular shit. Just I like can. Weed, they smoking all this kush and all this extra shit. Give me a regular.
Cookies.
Give me Reggie.
You want Reggie?
Yeah, give me Reggie.
We don't do
give Reggie. Me Reggie. I can turn tricks when I do Reggie. Now, that other shit, you in control. That big dick, you in control.
We don't do Reggie.
I feel like guys with big dicks, they feel like they can just slang any motherfucking kind of way. They can do you any kind of way because they got that business.
And my whole inside is flipped around.
Yeah, and they know you're going to be calling them back for more. So I'm like,
What's the craziest thing you did short of stalking someone?
So, Mimi? Hey, Mimi flashed some ties for some sugar in a gas tank or some shit. Hey.
I ain't never flashed no ties, but I think that that's what y'all like, and I'm about to start.
Shit.
Bust the windows out your car and flatten the ties.
Mimi, if you flatten any guy's tires, I'm going to give you some game. Flatten all four of them motherfuckers. Just go on.
Don't do one.
Go on. Hit their pockets. Go on, do all four.
I have never flattened a tire, though.
That's the game.
You try to set a bitch out. I ain't trying to set a bitch up, y'all.
I don't try to set you out. I'm just saying. And for y'all you fuck boys out there that think, oh, he talking too much. Guess what? You could claim it on your fucking insurance if she flats all four of your goddamn tires.
Right.
It depends on your policy now.
Check your policy, man.
But guess what, though?
We don't have the general.
Thank you. Why the fuck would you guys be fucking with somebody with a basic ass car insurance policy?
My question was it basic.
Liability.
You whacking some motherfucker with liability. Somebody with liability.
That means that pussy is dry. That shit is liable to get passed by.
Now that's the motherfucking truth there. I agree with him there.
Shit. That bitch drinks Palmer Sun and smokes Black and Miles.
And she buy MD 2020 from time to time. The bullshit got to fucking stop. Okay. Now my thing is, I gotta ask y'all, do y'all take a bitch if a credit score was on the top of your forehead, do you take the fucking credit score or do you take the big old ass in cities and bomb ass body that she went and paid for in Miami with another nigga's money? And she ain't got no job, she got two kids, but she
sleeping on the air mattress.
She's sleeping on the air mattress, hair and nails motherfucking laid, but you got a regular bitch. She regular as a motherfucker. Go ahead.
I would take the regular bit. Well, I take the credit score. Yeah, credit score from my old lady. But I'm fucking. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you being honest.
The bitch with the 250 over there.
I appreciate you. Her credit score ain't barely 250.
Hey, you can make her a bum ass Ramen noodle souffle. But you can't buy me shit out of Walmart on credit. Hey, that's cool. You bad.
I hate her.
She bad and she financed her bundles.
No, still bitch.
So
no,
she bad. Yeah.
I say this to your point, though. I don't think y'all realize dudes don't give no fucks about nails, eyelashes, makeup, hair.
And we do all that bullshit. That's why I stopped that bullshit.
I mean,
you gotta look nice.
Which we're talking about.
Maybe nails, but definitely not makeup, hair. Lashes, all the other extra bullshit. We give us no fucks.
So but I mean, your hair can be looking like Chaka Khan, and you still gonna be like, baby, what's good?
My hair always look like Chaka Khan.
Your
so
hair gotta fit you.
That's fair.
True facts.
Your hair gotta fit you.
Well, that means you gotta get the shit done, baby.
No,
you get done.
It has to fit the person.
You gotta get it done, regardless. Just like we gotta get a haircut. Like, that just go without saying. But you can't have the 6 bundles of hair and you got like an Oompa Loompa face. Like, the shit don't match.
Hey, guess what?
I like that.
Hey, if you get fellatio, that trumps everything.
If you get good fellatio.
If you get good fellatio, I'm taking that.
Again, that's the number one question about fellatio.
I get fellatio at a high ratio. Shout out to Ross.
Do you spit or swallow?
Oh.
Spitters or quitters?
Quitters or quitters?
Y'all can say what y'all want, and I'm gonna make you think I swallowed that shit, but I'm going to spit that shit out when I go to get my thing together.
Do you run? Do you stay there on?
Okay.
I'm not gonna make it obvious, but I'm gonna.
Okay, so you saying you stay there? He's whatever. You catching it, and then like if he turns his head, you spit the shit out. Then
I got to let it go.
Okay. Hey, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I would never let him know that I spit it out. I want him to think in his mind that would get him off even more.
Right.
That to think that I swallowed the shit, but I'm not swallowing nobody's babies.
We already know what Mo gonna say. That comes with a life insurance policy, a marriage, and a beneficiary,
and 2 all inclusives.
My poor friend gotta get a life insurance policy before she swallow your babies. Bullshit.
No.
It's just don't taste good.
So real shit. Mo's gonna say
it's
this
not
right
supposed
here.
To.
Mo gonna say I'm pro life, so we ain't gonna waste no babies. We ain't killing no babies.
Oh, she recycle. I hope she recycle.
She's so nasty.
She just walked off on you.
I don't feel like giving head is supposed to be great. I don't feel like it's supposed to taste great. I don't feel like it's supposed to be the bomb. I don't feel like pussy eating is supposed to be great. I don't feel like the pussy supposed to taste the bomb. It's the person. It's how you feel about that person. Like, and how you feeling at that moment. Am I emotional today?
Yes, that's
shit. I like your ass. You like me. I'm eating
how you feel about that person. Feelings
do drive a lot of things, but that's woman logic. So, like, I think
y'all can eat pussy without even liking a bitch.
I can eat it great if I really like you. If my emotions are attached, that shit gonna be next world. That shit gonna be eaten with ice, with peaches.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Whipped cream from the back.
Hold on, y'all. You know what I mean? Wait a minute. I dropped my shit. Yeah.
Hey, if I'm really feeling you, we go to church, leave church. I be eating that thing in the parking lot in the car.
He
gonna have diabetes.
Now, Dub said that you can't.
Dub is dark skin, light skin. You know what I mean? He look like Gerald from Hey Arnold. You know what I mean?
He don't know what.
Don't do my friend like that now. You dirty.
So, you know, he might feel one way in a light skin manner, and then he'll feel one way in a dark skin manner. So he's a mixture between Drake and Wesley Snipes.
So I'm Jamaican.
Wesley Snipes beats women. We need a better example.
He don't beat women. What woman he beat?
Holly Berry. That's why she deaf in one ear.
That was Wesley's name?
Yeah. No, that wasn't Wesley.
Oh, okay.
That's too dark for Holly.
That was David Justice.
No, it was Wesley Snipes.
It was David Justice.
It was Wesley Snipes.
David Justice.
All right. Okay.
So Derek is between Wheelchair Jimmy and Wesley Pipes then.
How long we?
We've been talking a long time.
Y'all know who Wesley Pipes is. The guy that's all tatted on porn that talks shit. Like, yeah. Then
I don't sit up and watch porn regularly.
Oh, my God.
Hey. You watch porn just in every other?
Yes, I have.
Guess what?
That's automatic.
Mo is kind of boring, guys. You guys have to be with it. You have to have your shit together before you can even approach her. Because if you're a nothing type guy, you know what I mean? If you
cut, if you ain't shit, basically. You don't want to say it. I don't understand.
If you cut grass for the city or you're a downer, hey, stay in lane. That's what she's saying.
Your favorite 2 professions when we go out.
I mean,
this guy that say he cut grass for the city the other day told me he was real popular.
Bye.
And I just can't take nobody serious to tell me they popular.
No, so this is what I do, right?
All around the city.
You ask the this is one of my big things.
Would you tell him, please? Sorry, we got to pause for a second.
Pause. So he did do it.
Well, yes, fuck it, you, was Wesley Snipes beating Halle Berry.
Well, fuck you, Wesley.
He punched in the face one time.
God damn. Fuck you, Wesley. We don't do that beating women shit over here.
Thank
but guess
you.
What?
Thank
we don't do that shit.
We shake them.
We don't. Yeah. We. Hey, you can shake a woman. You could. Hey, let us know. Stop punching me in my face 37 times. We don't do all that shit, man. Y'all some cowards out there. You whooping a woman's ass. But.
Yeah.
What was my point I was trying to make?
You always go tangent.
Poor baby got ADD.
I got some shit.
You gotta just finish your thought. You can't keep jumping, man.
No, but she stopped me, though. Mo stopped me over here.
Hey, you should have been like,
hold on. Why are you stabilizing me for something?
Because you did. My sister-in-law over here, because she looks just like my brother's wife. Like, that shit is crazy. Then they got like, the same personality because they both goofy as fuck. That shit is crazy as hell. But guess what? That means I love her and she's protected by me.
We have officially reached the point of babbling Flacco. So, ladies, you got anything else you want to get off your mind?
No, actually, I've thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I've enjoyed your point of views and all of that. So,
thanks for inviting us.
Coming back.
Thanks for inviting us. We would definitely
come back. Oh, shit, but, you know.
We'll have a build-up. We're going to see how things progress between Mimi and Flacco with the knee licking.
Oh,
hey, we're gonna suck my big toe after this show.
We're gonna check on Mo's POF, see if she can get her views up.
And we're gonna check
if my views up.
See if she suck a little dick or not.
We'll give you some time. Maybe we'll reconnect sometime in July.
I have a quick question.
Maybe though. A month.
Is there such thing for women to be dick drunk?
I've been dick drunk plenty of times. Blame it on the liquor. I love it. Blame it on the liquor.
Well, it's been another episode of Country Cousins. We'd like to thank Miss Mimi.
Golf clap. I'm sorry, I'm drinking right now, so I can't clap.
We're going to thank Big Mo for coming. Not Big Mo. I didn't want to say Big Mo.
The bar, baby.
Just Mo.
The bar, baby.
And Flacco is definitely lit. And, you know, we just going to sign out. We out. Get on my dick, suck, get on my dick, suck, sit back, get on my dick, suck, about a